Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Broken Earth, the program for mending and transcending. Please sit back, light your incense, your candles, and prepare yourself for our very own world-renowned master reader and loved one, Nunu. I am Bill, your co-pilot and meditation specialist, and now, Broken Earth.
Welcome to the Broken Earth Radio Show. I am Bill. It's been a while, but we're back, and hopefully you can hear me in much better quality, and Nunu in less better quality. But it's only temporary. Hopefully you'll be able to hear me better, and maybe next week Nunu will sound as clear as I am. If you'd like to give us a call today, then please give us a call on Skype number 347-215-8421. If anybody's asking for a reading, we will be asking them to share any unexplained experiences with us. And if you don't, then you're not allowed to have a reading. Right. We've got plenty of news, things to get through. But we will be in an hour playing the meditative relaxation, which lasts for about 15 minutes. So prepare yourself for that. Other than that, please sit back. Open your minds and enjoy the show.
Thank you.
Hello, happy, I guess Wednesday. It's Wednesday, right? Yeah, happy Wednesday, everybody. It's Nunu and Bill, and welcome back to the Broken Earth Radio Show. Well, we got so many things to talk about today. How am I sounding? Do you even notice?
Sounds kind of like... Sounds all right. I can hear what you're saying. It's slightly in and out. It's kind of muffled, like somebody on a phone. But, you know, I can hear you.
You can hear me?
Pardon? Yes, I can hear you.
All right. Well, you know, there's so many things to talk about today. One of the things that I kind of wanted to talk about first off, and, you know, anybody who's out there listening who's been having a really hard time, you know, this past full moon that was the middle of last month, the full moon of Scorpio, really was kind of hard on a lot of people. A lot of people are trying to come back from that. So if anybody's been suffering in that way, remember that there's a long, windy, twisty road that gets you to your location. But, you know, still remember that some of the problems are still astrological. And then we bounce back with this awesome new moon in Gemini and that sarcasm. So, and then the Mercury retrograde starts on Friday. So, I mean, this is, you know, it's just expect another month of just, you know, very, it's just not easy. It's just not going to be easy. So if anybody has had issues with those things, give us a call. We'll talk about it, try to see if we can get you sorted out. One of the positive things, though, about this past full moon is that it was the full flower moon. So, you know, your manifestings, if there's anything that you're trying to create, I mean, this was a really good, but we, of course, we missed that time period to talk about it, but still, there's nothing wrong with getting started. You know, the full strawberry moon is coming up next week.
Strawberries,
yummies. So if there's anything that anybody wants to really be focused on manifesting, remember, I mean, you know, the harvest moon of September is where you should be kind of expecting to see some things improve based upon what it is that you're trying to put together. So give us a call. We'll get you a good spiritual recipe, so to speak, to start working towards some things to accomplish. And, you know, hopefully, you know, anyone who's been struggling, this will help you in some way. But you remember, you can find us here on the radio show, but for sure you can find us on Facebook,
the
Broken Earth Radio Show. You can also find us through Psychic Nunu on Facebook, and now you can also find us through the Cheshire Paranormal Group on Facebook. It's called the Cheshire, like the Cheshire Cat, the Cheshire Paranormal Group. You know, in the County Cheshire, in the United Kingdom, you know, it's kind of, you know that's kind of where the nucleus is originating. But, you know, it's, of course, can be a part of it.
Yeah.
You know, anybody can join it. Anybody can join the group. And Bill is going to talk a little bit more about that. Why don't you actually do that now, since I brought it up?
Okay. Well, I started it up on, it was last Sunday, actually, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Sunday last week. Started it up. It's building up pretty quickly. People who like it. I said, you don't need to necessarily be from the Cheshire area. It's just a possibility. I mean, I've already had people asking me about going on investigations together, paranormal investigations. I said, you know, well, I've already just started up, but even if you're not in the area, I do still post interesting videos, paranormal videos, from anything from crypto to from crypto to zoology, from cryptozoology to UFOs, ghosts, time phenomena, things like that. And if you do come and like the page, I'd also like you to share your paranormal experiences on the page, and I'll reshare them so it comes up in everybody's feed, because I know that sometimes people write stuff on the wall in the group, not everybody sees it. So you can also email me at CheshireParanormalGroup@hotmail.com if you want to send a paranormal story anonymously that I can share on the page. So yeah, get over there and like it. I've also created an awesome logo, which I've actually hoping to put on some mugs and maybe some t-shirts and stuff at some, because it's also advertising as well. You know, you go out and someone says, whoa, what's that awesome logo? And I'll say, it's Cheshire Paranormal Group. I am the founder. It's also something else I was going to say about the group as well. Anyway, some people might see it, the adverts. I've got an advert running on Facebook at the moment for people to like it, so get over there and, you know, at least check it out. If you search for a Cheshire Paranormal Group, it'd be like a, you'll see the logo come up when you search for it. It's like a grey alien with the letter CPG on the forehead. But the question, where's Army of Me?
Huh?
Army of Me?
Where is it?
Yeah.
Probably, hold on.
I couldn't find
it. Maybe it's at the very bottom.
It's
not even there.
What?
It's not there.
Aww.
It's not there.
What about the other one that I wanted?
I told you I couldn't. I remember the conversation I had with, I can't do that. And you said something about,
dead.
Oh, let me do it. I thought you said you were going to a few minutes ago. But I think we've had a great example of of the Mercury retrograde miscommunication.
It doesn't start on Friday.
Well, that's not necessary. It goes officially into retrograde.
It's a precognition of Mercury retrograde that we're experiencing.
Well, you know that Mercury retrograde starts to wind up before. It's kind of like on Scooby-Doo when they are running and you see their legs wind up and then they take off. Mercury retrograde winds up and then it just sort of takes off. And it's so, you know, so that was our miscommunication, but it's okay because there's some other things that you like that are on there now, and then we can just kind of, we can get that other stuff on there, and that one song that irritates me, we can put that on here too.
Well, you know, I have to listen to your irritating songs instead of the listeners.
You also have to listen to my irritating voice.
Yeah. So, yeah, we've got plenty of news. I don't want to pause too much. I was just looking for a song. It seems that my song's not on here. I'm trying to find another one.
Well, you look for those, and let me talk a little bit about something that I was going to talk about, okay? Look for them and see what you want to do. But we've talked about this before, but I just wanted to kind of, it never hurts to talk about it again, about our bee friends. Because remember, we all need each other, period. You know, all the people on the planet, even our bee friends. There's things that you can plant to help save bees. There's herbs, perennials and annuals, that you can plant that really will pull them to you and bring them around. Lavender, catmint, sage, cilantro, thyme, fennel, and mirage. Are herbs that you can be planting in your fairy garden or your herb garden or your regular garden. Perennials that you can plant are crocuses, buttercups, and you know, buttercups, just, you know, they keep coming back. Asters, hollyhocks, anemones.
Anemones.
Snowdrops and geraniums. You can plant these perennials and it'll draw the bees. The annuals are heliotropes, zinnias, clammies, sunflowers, poppies, sweet alyssum, and calendula. And there's actually, we actually have this posted on our Broken Earth radio show page on Facebook, so you can kind of have it, you know, for your own reference. But, yeah, these are things that you can plant to keep, you know, bees coming around and loving on you, the honeybees.
You know.
What did you say?
I was at my mom and dad's house the other day, and they've got this these flowery hedge growing, you know, and it's probably the full length of it is probably maybe, I don't know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 meters maybe. And I went out there, and there was hundreds of bees on them, all different kinds of bees, tiny ones to huge ones, skinny ones, fat ones, hundreds of them all over it. It was crazy.
Wow.
I was watching them all. What? How?
I said, wow.
Oh, you say, wow. Yeah, you should have seen them. It's weird. All these bees, like, it was just amazing, really.
Shadow people.
Oh, my gosh.
So, shall I play my song now?
Do you want to play your song?
Yeah.
All right, go on and play your song. Remember, you need to mute everything. I'll do it for you, and you can play the song. Remember, everybody, this is Broken Earth Radio Show. If you want to give us a call, please give us a call, 347-215-8421. That's 347-215-8421. We're talking about a lot of things today, and if anybody wants to have a real, you know, like wants to have a reading or whatever, give us a call, and we're here for you. We're also going to be doing a nice guided meditation here. It's the midpoint of the show, so that is something that's amazing, and it's free. So anyway, we'll be right back. This is Broken Earth Radio Show. Okay, we're back. What was that?
That was Let's Go by Korn. I was actually surprised one day. I was trying out his speakers to test them out, and I said, well, yeah, I'll try a song to test. And he was like, oh, what's that? My dad likes that song. I was quite surprised. Let's see. Okay, I've got a bit of news. You ready?
Yes.
Okay, it's a photo here, but you don't really need the photo, but it says, this is from a couple of weeks ago. Moment Irish bomber blew himself up because he forgot to move the clock forward. This is
Wow.
Yeah. You think about that? This is the moment a suspected Irish bomber blew himself up after it was believed that he forgot about the clocks going forward an hour for British summertime. Police are investigating whether the man, who was allegedly seen running from the scene covered in blood, had injured himself in the blast because he got his timings wrong when the clocks changed. Officers suspect the bomber planted an explosive device under a Volvo SUV in the centre of Dublin, and that it had either gone off too early or he had returned to the car to investigate why it had not detonated. Police believe the high-grade explosive went off in his face, leaving him with injuries to his head and upper body. Witnesses said they saw a man running from the scene around 11 o'clock on Sunday with blood on his face before he climbed into a taxi. This certainly was a high-grade explosive used in this bomb. It wasn't garbage stuff, a police source told the Daily Mirror. It would appear the bomber got his timings wrong. The source added that the bomber may have not really realized just how powerful the explosives were, and that anyone had been in or close to the car at the time blast may have been killed. The car belonged to a local businesswoman who was destroyed in the explosion, and the doors and windows of a nearby house were blown out. The Army's bomb squad was deployed to the site of the explosion close to St. Patrick's Cathedral. Police do not believe the attack was linked to paramilitary activity, but instead involved criminal gangs. Superintendent Dave Taylor said the Garda was looking for anyone who may have picked up the suspect. He added, it was a very extensive explosion and it was a very frightening experience for the people on Long Lane. The consequences could have been very serious. That's quite funny in some ways, because it's funny that he intended to maybe go and kill somebody and nearly killed himself because he didn't put his clock forward. What an idiot. Now, you see, I get a bit lost here. Did I talk about the cash machine that was 15 inches off the ground? I talked about that, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
Okay. A Harry Potter stunt double who was paralyzed in a horrific accident while practicing flying scenes for the blockbuster film has told of the sense of tragedy he felt when he realized he would never walk again. David Holmes, who was 25 at the time of the accident, was rehearsing a flying scene involving an explosion for Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows when he was hurled into a wall before plummeting to the ground at the Warner Brothers Studios in Leavesden, near Watford, Herefordshire. The former competitive gymnast remained conscious but told crew members, I can't feel my legs, before being taken to hospital, where he was told he had broken his neck and would be paralyzed for life. Speaking to the Daily Mirror, Mr. Holmes, now 30, recalled the horrific accident which occurred in January 2009. He said he was thrown against the wall during his stunt and landed on the crash mat underneath. He told the newspaper, my stunt coordinator grabbed my hands and said, squeeze my fingers. I could move my arm to grab his hand, but I couldn't squeeze his fingers. There was definitely a sense of tragedy for me, but also a sense of sheer determination to beat it and better it. Mr. Holmes, who worked as Daniel Radcliffe's body double on all the Potter films before the accident, was initially taken to A&E at Watford General Hospital, and was later transferred to the Royal National Orthopaedic Hospital in Stanmore, northwest London, where the extent of his injuries became apparent. A source of the Leavesden-based film studios at the time the accident said, it is a thought he may have been caught by the explosion and hit the... It is thought... Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Caught by the explosion that hit the ground very hard. He told crew members he went to help him. He couldn't feel anything from the waist down. It goes on there, but something you don't hear about with these films usually, do you? Well, I certainly didn't know about it. It happened in
2009. Wow. That really sucks.
Yeah. Why don't you tell people about the strange noises you heard the other night?
About what?
Strange noises.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm just kidding. Okay. So, I don't even know where to even really begin. There's some noises. There's some noises that have been going on in Bill's apartment, and it's like it sounds like high pitched dragging. But it's not waking him up. So that's something that it sounds like it's like a high pitched like dragging a chair across the floor. But it's not waking him up, but I'm hearing it. So that is, okay, now that I say it out loud, it makes me sound like I'm crazy.
Excuse me. But, like I said, I'm used to things going on in the bedroom, things jumping on the bed and crawling around and scurrying.
Okay, that just sounds so wrong.
Yeah, I told you about that time. There was a man there, and he was just made of skin. Did I tell you about that?
About the man made of skin?
Just skin. He didn't. He was hollow. Just said skin.
I don't know. I don't think so.
Stood next
tell
to
us
bed.
About that.
Well, I was kind of in astral projection, but in and out at the same time. I knew where I was, you know, and he was just right next to the bed. And he was, like I said, I was looking at him, the light was from the street was shining through. Do you know how skin looks when light shines through it?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Of course, I've got this human skin lamp.
What I mean is you can look at I'm just gonna explain this to you. When you're a kid, you're fascinated with yourself. Okay? And I remember being a kid and like looking at my fingers, and I would look at my fingers in lights, I would look at my fingers in the sun, and there would be a point where like between my nail and like the tip of my finger where I could see. And I can do that right now. Your skin looks like you can kind of see the light reflecting through your skin there, because it's a very it's like a thinner spot. Okay, so I can just imagine a person light shining through him being made of that, kind of seeing little veins and
yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Is that what you mean?
Well, okay. It was basically like a human. It was stood, you know, like the shape, but there was no eyeballs. You know, or anything, so you can like just see into him.
Wow.
But I wasn't scared then. The only thing he had was this like piece of stringy stuff tied around, like a piece of string or something, a rope tied around his waist. But nothing else. He was like naked. And I said I wasn't scared, and he was saying to me, you know, I'm something like, I hate looking this way, you know, I'm like a monster. And I said to him, you know, it's not, it doesn't matter what you look like, you know, it's who you are that matters. Anyway, I think I woke up after that. I don't think it would have been right if he said, you know, it's what's on the inside that matters. Oh, wait a minute, you don't have any. So, that was weird. That was very strange, and it was very strange that I wasn't scared of. You know, because it was pretty crazy. Don't want to say too much because he might be here. Don't want to offend him, you know.
Oh, no. I know.
But,
you know, we have a couple of callers in the queue.
Oh,
and we will
really?
Get to you guys in a moment. Yeah, we'll get to you guys in a moment. But one of the things that I do want to talk about, it's a story that's actually posted on the page from May the 26th. It's about Laura Magdalene Eisenhower, and she's the granddaughter of Dwight Eisenhower, and she she's proclaiming in this that an ET invasion has already occurred and the government doesn't want us to know. And this is something that everybody knows. I mean, in theory, we get it. We know, you know, there's a part of us that just, I mean, I'm pretty sure everybody kind of believes that in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
But, and you, there's even, like, you can even, she's even, there's an hour-long interview with her on YouTube her talking about it. But basically, it's an ExoPolitics TV interview with Alfred Lambremont Weber, and also Laura Magdalene Eisenhower. She's a cosmologist, affirming that, you know, an extraterrestrial invasion has already occurred, and the governments don't want us to know. Reiterating her statement before the World Symposium in San Marino, Ms. Eisenhower stated that there has been a massive cover-up in regards to ET contact with our government, and there's been so much secrecy in regards to those who have been either abducted or contacted. This is because an invasion has already taken place, and they don't want us to know this. Now, the thing, I'm going to stop there and refer you to the page for this. And actually, at some point, I'm going to put the link in the chat room. But also, there's a movie that I posted on the page, and this movie is it's a link to it. I mean, it's actually a link to the full movie on YouTube. If you have Netflix, it's on Netflix as well. But this movie is it's The Hidden Hand, and it's a documentary that explores the possibility of the extraterrestrial presence here on Earth. But the thing is, it's got David Icke and a ton of other people in it, and even people who feel like they've been abducted, and it's got their stories. And some of these people, I mean, now, we always have to leave room for, the fact that some people just might be saying stuff, you know, because of whatever reason. But some of these people are so traumatically affected by this. I mean, they are either just wacko beyond belief or, you know, the trauma, because the trauma is real, you know. And you can watch it and see for yourself. And these are not people, I mean, you know they're not performing. And the reason I'm saying that is you can tell somebody who's acting and something that's polished versus, you know, real psychological, spiritual, and emotional distress. You know, some of the people are just like, yeah, it happened. Some people are freaked. You know, a lot of these people have been harmed some way, pieces of them taken, that sort of thing. Now, one of the things, too, is that, you know, if they've said that if you're someone that has had a visitation or has been abducted, they usually, the aliens usually follow that family through time, and so you find person after person after person from one family that has had events happen to them, it could be for reasons because, you know, someone could have been created in a test tube or just because they just, you know, for whatever reason. But anyway, it's a really good documentary just to look at, even if you just want to check it out just for what, you know, just for, you know, whatever reason. But both of these are pretty good pieces of information. Now, go on. Sorry.
I was just going to say, you know, it's extremely unlikely that we're alone in this universe. You know, people who think that there is no life out there apart from us, you know, just remember that there's billions of stars in our own galaxy, and there's billions upon billions of galaxies. So, you know, what's the chances of alien life being out there? One in a million? Well, that's pretty,
right.
pretty, you know, possible chance with the amount of, you know, stars and galaxies out there. But anyway,
well, you know, it's kind of vain of us to think that there's nothing else out there but us.
It's kind of disturbing. I'd hate to think that we're alone in this, you know. It'd be kind of selfish to have all this room just for us, you know. But I believe that this prime creator for this universe, because of geometry within, mathematical geometry within nature, you know.
Yeah.
Let's get to these callers shortly, because we need to check.
Yeah, actually, let's take a break for a second.
Because,
is that okay?
Because I just want to check if the sound's all right, because we haven't had anybody to ask yet.
Oh, so should we take a call or take a break?
Yeah, because, you know, if they say, I'm not able to hear you for the whole show, it's going to be a bit pointless, isn't it? So I can't play the show back like I would normally, because I'm in a different screen. So.
Oh, yeah, I'm the one that would have to do that, huh?
Yeah.
And I'm not going to do it. Okay, so basically, let's take a caller. Let's take the caller at 928 and see how they're doing. 928, this is Broken Earth Radio Show. How are you doing today?
Hi. I'm good. Well, I'm glad you can get back on.
Great. Can you hear us okay?
Yes, I can.
Awesome.
So you've listened to us before then?
Yes, I've called into the show before.
Very good.
Okay, so who's this?
Alfina?
You said Alfina?
Yes.
Okay, well, Alfina, do you have any stories to share today, or just, you know, anything that's, you know, been going on with you in particular?
Not really, no.
Okay. Oh. All right, well, share with us what's on your mind. Share with us what's on your mind today, dear.
Oh, okay, like my question and stuff, or?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm wondering when you see me and my partner, like, getting married, like, legally.
Okay. When are you guys going to legally get married?
Yeah, like, when will he finally be able to want to, like, get married?
You don't want any of this illegal marriage, do you?
No illegal marriages. When will he want to illegally marry you? How about that one?
No, I mean, like, we already feel like a married couple. We do all, like, certain things together, and it's just like, I want to make it legal, like,
Official. To
have his last name.
Yeah, of course, we know what you mean. Hold on, let's see. Okay. Hold on. Okay. All right. Well, it actually looks like this is a conversation that you guys are going to be having kind of soon. And when I say the conversation looks like it's going to be soon, I mean literally like the middle of next month. Okay, so you guys are going to have this conversation, and it looks like on the other side of this conversation, you're coming to an agreement about some things. So I'm not saying that this is something that he doesn't want. It's just, it just seems like, you know, he's just got to come to that place where he's really ready to talk about it, like, and not stop talking about it, or, you know, just kind of sit down and just really, really talk, you know. So, like I said, the conversation, I see the conversation coming up pretty soon. And based upon that conversation, too, I mean, I just, it just kind of seems like it's just about you guys planning out a time, too. So,
I've actually been kind of pinned up to his attention lately that I wanted to get married and all of that, and he kind of doesn't really say anything. And I told him, if you don't want to have a big wedding, then that's fine with me. We can just go to the courthouse and have the papers be signed, and that would be okay with me. So it's just kind of, I'm just wondering, when he'll be able to really, want to do it.
Well, you know, first off, let me just tell you this. If you were listening to the show in the very beginning of this episode, stop talking to him about it now. Okay, this is a very bad time to start talking about these things. You know, our last full moon was in Scorpio, and that full moon was a very unsettling time for many, many people. You know, the road that gets you to your location is different for everyone, but whether or not you're stepping out of your vehicle and you're looking at your job, your relationship, your living situation, there's a lot of people who have been in a position where they have just felt like, okay, I just don't know if I can do this, okay? So stop talking to him about that right now. Now, with the new moon that we've just gone through last week, the new moon's in Gemini. So basically, just imagine what that means to you. You're going to see him sometimes saying yeah, and you're going to see him sometimes feeling like, you know what, I don't know. You know, and it's not because he doesn't care about you. It's not because you're not blonde enough or your boobs aren't big enough or you're not skinny enough, or it has nothing to do with any of that. It's just about really sitting down and actually locking into something. Now, with the Mercury retrograde starting Friday, once again, this is not a good time to try to get somebody to lock into anything. Now, like I said, though, when we get you to the middle of July, I see him gladly talking about stuff. I see him, you know, talking about stuff to the point where you're just basically setting a date. It's not a problem. But just let him come to that place. I know that I'm telling you something that is completely unfair to you, because you should be able to say what you need to say without feeling like you're walking on eggshells. But the thing is that you know what you want, and you may know what you want because he's being iffy about it. If he was being all demand or, you know, all excited about it like you might be the one that's being iffy. So basically, let him come to that place, because he's going to get there. He loves you. He's there, you know. So it's, you know, just remember, sit back and relax. Let him just talk about it. And I know I feel like you have been waiting for a while, and you feel like it's just dragging on and on and on and on and on. But I don't see it not happening. So just give him a little room. And like I said, I see in your conversation, it's only about him just saying he's ready, and then you guys just do it. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. And I don't want you to feel beat up or picked on at all. But the thing is I'm concerned about you getting yourself kind of tuned up during this time period and then saying things or something happening that doesn't have to happen because you feel like a top that's been wound up and you just let it fly.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Oh, I had a question. What's the strawberry moon?
The strawberry moon
tastes real good.
It is. It's delicious. The strawberry moon, honestly, this is, it's basically, it's a strawberry time. I mean, you know, strawberries around all the time. But this is really strawberry season right now. Okay, so this is just the time period to have strawberries. Now, if you want to manifest during a time period like this, you want to manifest short-term things. So basically, this is a time to manifest fast money. This is a time that you may want to manifest losing 5 pounds. This is a time where you want to manifest something that's close to you, but you just can't reach it right. You know, I hope that makes sense.
Yes, it does.
Okay, so you know, now last month was the full flower moon, which basically means that was a time for you to start planting seeds for something that you'd like to see actually come up in the fall. So if you by chance had a conversation with him about getting married, you've planted the seed, you fertilized it, you know, but trust me, I know you've pooped all over it, right?
Yeah.
So you know that this is something that's going to be happening, like, because the harvest moon is actually the moon that comes up in September. So basically, whatever you've been trying to manifest or put words on to pray about, put spells on, whatever, you know, during the month of May, you should see results September, October time. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Before you go...
Well, thank you so much.
No problem. What were you saying, Bill?
Before you go away, I just want to check. Do we sound all right?
Yes, I can hear you clearly.
That's all right, because we mixed it up a bit. We tried some different things with the studio and Skype and stuff. So, right, okay. Very good. Thank you.
Thank you. You have a good one, and let us know how you're doing soon, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right.
And bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. So,
okay,
let's
take a quick break.
Yeah, I'll play this song, right?
No, I'm playing the song.
No, I'm playing it. I'm playing the first impression now.
No, I'm playing the song.
And then we'll take the other calls and be more patient.
Yeah, and then we're going to take the caller at 919.
Okay, I'll play the song right now.
All right, you play the song.
No, sorry, you play yours, and then I'll play mine.
I sound all disappointed. All right, you play. Remember, this is Broken Earth Radio Show, and if anybody wants to give us a call at 347-215-8421. Talk about any of the topics that we've been yapping on about. You know, get yourself a nice, simple reading. Share with us how you're doing. You know, talk to us about anything that you might be trying to manifest and you're not seeing. And we're here for you. We'll be right back.
At the top of the hour, in about 12 minutes, we're playing meditative relaxation, which will be for about 15 minutes to get yourself all prepared and comfy for that.
Okay. We'll be right back. we're back. Let's take that caller at 919 so that we can get our meditation going, okay?
Yeah.
Hi, caller at 919. This is Broken Earth Radio Show. How can we help you today?
Hey, thank you for taking my call.
Hello.
With regards to my job and money, I've been laid off a few times in the past 5 years, and I am currently working full-time at a job that was once my part-time job, but it's not my field. And I finally, last week, I decided I need to start looking. I was a little discouraged for about 6 months. And so I had an interview today with a recruiter who specializes in the industry I'm in, and they mentioned a few jobs, and actually one was with them as well. They were interested in me for a position they had, and I'm just kind of confused as what direction to go. Do I go for the most money, or do I just not even take these and wait until a different position comes? I'm afraid I'm going to make the wrong decision. I'm afraid to make any decision.
Right. I mean, it honestly sounds like you're not really trusting yourself right now.
Yeah.
You know, when I look and see what's been going on with you, it kind of seems like you had your hopes up really high, and then, on a lot of things. And also, like, it looks like actually, well, it started 5 years ago where it looks like, well, five or six cycles ago,
yeah,
where you had your, you know, you had your first big career loss, and then ever since then, it just kind of seems like you've been taking jobs, and then the next thing you know, oh, we're laying off, or we're shutting down, or we're going to do something. You know what I mean? It's like,
yeah,
you know, it's like, oh my gosh, are you serious? I just started here 6 months ago, and you're up. You're what? You know, so yeah, you're kind of worried about slipping off into that. Now, when I move you along, there's some that are coming up, and to answer your question, because your question is basically, should I take where there's money, or should I take what? You're actually being told to focus on the Ten of Cups. Now, the Ten of Cups is a card that represents a happy home. And if you flip that card upside down, it's a card that kind of represents problems and issues that are very deep and that flow. But no matter what, it represents longevity. So what I'm thinking you may want to do is, like, for example, I actually feel kind of good about the recruiting service. See how long they've existed. You know, kind of see how far back they go. If it's something that seems like it's got some roots, go for it.
Yeah, it does. Oldest and largest.
Yes, and also you being the kind of person that has, like, you've seen a lot, you've experienced a lot, and this is something that's kind of, honestly, it maybe has made you not necessarily trust your choices, but it has made you become a lot more compassionate to people. You know, seeing yourself show up every day, helping people find work, that's going to give you a whole new lease on life, and I really feel like that's what you should be doing. Okay?
Okay.
So think about it. Think about it. Of course, money's awesome. We all know that. But like I said, though, look for longevity, and I think that's probably your best start. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Thank you.
Glad to talk to you. Very glad to talk to you. And you hang in there, okay? Let us know. Oh, and also, just focus on the next 3 weeks. The next 3 weeks is where it looks like things start flipping around for you, and you're going to be okay. Okay?
So I will be making some sort of decision soon.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. I need to focus on making a decision.
Well, like I said, just keep everything compact. Keep everything focused on the next 3 weeks. And also, like I said, focus on longevity. And that's where you're going to really, find yourself making the best choices. And as like I said, I see you choosing this place that you just mentioned, but, you know, just feel for yourself so you can see why I'm hearing that, okay?
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. All right. Talk to you soon.
Thanks for your call.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, now, we have a couple of other people in the queue, but we are at a place where we want to kind of take a pause, and we're going to focus on our meditative. It's a relaxation meditation. It's a guided meditation. It's very nice. So, you know, kind of take some nice deep breaths and shut your eyes and, you know, did you want to introduce it, Bill?
Yeah, shut your eyes and shut your mouths. Now, this is a meditative relaxation that I did a couple of years ago. So it's about 15 minutes, so if the callers can bear with us for that time, and I hope you listen in. It's just something to help you relax. And even I've listened to it, and it helps me relax, and I'm the one that made it. So it must be all right. So, yeah, hope you enjoy it. I hope it makes you feel better.
Welcome to the first installment of Transcending Videos. You may now slow down your day for a few moments and enter into deep meditative relaxation with healer Bill Doyle.
Hello and welcome to this relaxation technique that you can use anytime you like, whether it's to unwind after work, whether to get rid of stress, whether you need a little something to help you get to sleep at night. Hopefully this relaxation technique will help you do that. In the next few minutes, you'll be going into relaxation, and anytime you need to awaken, you'll be able to. If you need to be alert, you can do. Make sure you're not doing anything that requires your attention, and you can do this safely and comfortably. Now, first of all, I'd like you to get yourself comfortable, whether it's sitting in a chair or lying down. Give you a moment to get into a comfortable position, ready for this relaxation. While you're doing this, I want you to try and clear your mind. Just think about something that makes you happy as we prepare ourselves for this relaxing journey. Now make sure that you're comfortable. When you start to concentrate on your breathing, breathe it in through your nose, out through your mouth. In through your nose, out through your mouth. On the next breath, I want you to hold it for a second or two before you release it. So breathing in through your nose, hold it, and release. Now while this is happening, I want you to imagine a pendulum swinging back and to, as the seconds tick by, swinging freely, rhythmically. When I count down in a few moments, with every number that goes by, you'll feel doubly relaxed, like a wave of relaxation coming over all of your body. With every number that goes down, pendulum starts to swing slower and slower. So take a deep breath. With me in your mind. 60, 59, 58, 57, 56, 55, 54, 53, 52, 51, 50, 49, 48, 47, 46. That's it, just for that. Pendulum slowing down. 45, 44, 43, 42. That's right. Just be aware of my voice and this wonderful feeling that's coming over you. Happiness and joy, unwinding and detaching, everything slowing down, I'm going to take note of that feeling around your legs again, that wonderful soothing feeling, rising up to your knees, soothing your joints. Cleansing every cell, pushing out that negative energy from your muscles. Feel it rising up your thighs and into your pelvis, feeling that unwanted energy, emotions, unwanted stress just flowing away. Release it into the earth and watch it drain away as this bright positive energy rises up, massaging you, recharging you. Feel it rising up from your pelvis through your stomach, cleansing your organs, chakras as it goes, up to your chest. You may feel warmth or cool or both at the same time. You may also feel tingling. Either way, it feels good. Rising up to your shoulders. Feel that energy, this bright energy, getting rid of those knots in your muscles. Feel it flow down your arms, to your hands. Muscles are relaxing. You feel more at ease. And at peace, right through to your core. Feel it around the back of your neck, rising up over the top of your head, down over your face, reassuring you, letting you completely relax. That's it. Just surrender to this wonderful feeling. Let my voice soothe your mind and your thoughts. Your mind has slowed down. And during this time, during relaxation and trance-like states, our body goes into repair, healing us spiritually and physically. Now I want you to imagine you're lying on your own private island, on your own private beach. You can hear the sound of the waves coming up the shore, back into slowly, like the breath of the ocean, rhythmic and soothing, like your breathing. You feel the warm sand beneath you, molded to the shape of your body. A cool breeze brushes your skin. You may hear the sound of the birds in the distance, the slight rustling of the leaves as the wind caresses them. It's just you on this beach. You can imagine you've been here for as long as you want, days or weeks. You've had all this time to relax, to recharge. The sun is high in the sky, and I want you to associate that sun with things that you love and things that make you really happy. Feel the sun shining down on you with all these things that make you feel great, make you feel good about yourself. Notice how bright it is here, and how positive it is, and feel this positivity filling you, filling every cell, recharging your batteries, making you feel loved. Feel yourself sending out positive energy as well to the world around you. Draw on this energy from the sun. You can have as much as you want, filling you with confidence, happiness, willpower, and determination to reach your goals. Just relax. It's very peaceful here. Feel that energy in your body flowing naturally and comfortably. You feel your mind organizing. Priorities are put in order. You realize in areas in your life where you can make positive changes, things have been put off, will now be done. With a different attitude, and as positively as possible. You feel that tingling sensation. Head to toe. Your aura is balancing out, your emotions are balanced, and your mind is balanced. Just feel that cool breeze on you. And in a few moments, you are going to awake from this beautiful relaxation. When you do, everything will seem so much more positive. Everything around you will seem brighter and happier. And you'll have a newfound sense of confidence, love, and willpower. When I count down from 10 in a few moments, you'll feel yourself gradually becoming more awake and more alert. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, feel yourself becoming more alert, you may want to stretch, 3, 2, 1.
We're back. Welcome back to the Broken Earth Radio Show. This is Nunu. I hope that you enjoyed that nice, relaxing meditation guided by Bill. If anybody wants to give us a call, I'm just like, if anybody wants to give us a call, our number is 347-215-8421. That's 347-215-8421. We do have someone in the queue at area code 386, and we will get right to you in a moment. But so, you know, how are you doing, Bill? What's on, you know, what's circulating in that head of yours right now?
Well, I'm just trying to get organized some stories. There's some guy, somebody who's been sending me some, trying to send me emails about his experiences so I can post them on the Cheshire Paranormal group page, and they won't come through.
Huh.
The stories, something's stopping the emails getting through to me. I tried two different accounts. It's freaking weird.
Is he doing it the right way?
Well, I don't know. He seems to be quite insistent that he's doing it right. So, you know.
Is he sending them is he typing them into the email, or is he sending you copies?
I really don't know.
You don't know?
Okay,
I
suppose
I'll
probably have to give him a call at some point, I imagine. So.
Okay. Well, you handle that, and let me talk to this person at 386. Caller at 386, this is Nunu. Could I have your name, please?
Yes, hi, Nunu. My name is Gina. I'm calling.
Hello.
Well, it's nice to talk to you, Gina.
Sheena with an S.
Oh, Sheena, okay. Sheena. All right, well, Sheena, why don't you share with us, anything that you would like to talk about today or just, how you're feeling, whatever's on your mind.
I do have a couple things on my mind. Just recently, one of my siblings, got injured really bad in a situation. His mother, was with a guy, and my little brother was kind of trying to take up for his family and got into it physically with this guy, and got seriously hurt and was in the hospital for a while or a couple of days, and I'm just. Everything from that, I've been there for him from day one. I just want to know if his situation is going to be okay. I'm just trying to get back stable and look for an apartment, two-bedroom apartment for me and my daughter, so that possibly, because my brother's a ward of the state as of right now, and maybe, my brother could, possibly come over and visit sometime or even, more likely stay with me. That's been on my mind, and also this apartment, I'm trying to get closer to my father and his girlfriend, and I'm afraid about the credit check, will I pass it, and all this other stuff, and I want to go back to school. So there's three main concerns: my little brother, this apartment that I'm applying for, am I going to pass the credit check, and I need to get back in school.
Okay, well, what's the one thing that you really want us to answer today? What's the one main thing you really want to know about?
One thing I really want to know about is, this apartment.
Let's see about that. But you said that you're really concerned about that credit check.
Yes.
Yeah. Let's see. Hold on just a moment. All right. I want to kind of stay positive with you. I do see you moving, but it looks like the place that you're moving into is a place that you don't have to have a credit check for. So you may want to keep looking. It actually looks like you will be able to find a place. And there's a man here, and it says that he's. There's a card here that represents half in and half out. So what it kind of seems like is that you might be able to get a place renting part of a house or like the upstairs of a house that a man owns, it just seems like whatever you're getting. I mean,
that's
it looks nice and cozy. But,
that's why.
I'm sorry.
So that's where I am now. It's kind of describing, you're kind of describing where I am now. It looks like a house.
Okay, and you're trying to move out of there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Well, the thing is that it says that it does look like you're moving, but it says that you've got to focus on things in a different way. And then it says it's not credit. It says it's an agreement with a man to share half of a tower, which basically means half the house. So it could be something similar.
to what you've got going on, but just a different place, okay? So, but this looks like this is something that's going to be happening over the next, well, it looks like it's in July time, and it kind of feels like you're trying to get out of there ASAP. But come July time, it says this is where, or it basically shows up as the next step, which is when I'm looking at timeline, step basically can represent weeks, months, that sort of thing. But the only thing is that this month is there's a card here that represents someone who's blind. That basically means that that you just may not be able to see this until you actually understand what I'm talking about. So, but the sooner you see it, the faster you'll be able to make that change, okay? But it definitely looks like you're going to be moved out. We just need to get you positioned in a different direction, okay?
I don't know. None of that sounds like... Because, okay, what it is
this? Well, sweetie, listen, I don't want to get into it like this. What you're about to kind of expound into a direction that's a real reading. So, you know, look us up to get a real reading or take the information, okay? But, you know, but just respect you know, the vision and let it see how it makes sense to you, because you're already being told that you're not going to see or hear anything I have to say today because the direction that you want it to go in. But I'm going to burn you a candle to get you into the best position possible, but that's all I can do for you today. I'm not going to change my reading, okay? You hang in there, sweetie. You hang in there, okay, Sheena?
Thanks very much.
All right, honey. All right, bye-bye. You there?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Do you want something? Did you want to like talk about something?
Yeah, I've got plenty of things to talk about.
Okay. Yeah, we do have a couple of more callers. We're going to talk to Gabby Anthology, in a few minutes. So Bill's going to take over the show for just a moment.
Charity Stevens seemed like a normal. Normal girl walking the halls of New Life Christian School in Longview, Texas, except for the fact that she was 34 years old. The woman, whose real name is Charity Ann Johnson, was arrested Monday night for more than 6 months after she enrolled in the high school pretending to be a 15-year-old orphan. According to the school officials, Ms. Johnson came to a New Life Christian School last October accompanied by a guardian who turned out to be younger than the fake 10th grader. During the enrollment process, Johnson gave the name Charity Stevens and indicated she was 15 years old. Tamika Lincoln, 30, who took on the role of Johnson's guardian last March, told the station KLTV the bogus teenager told her that she had been abused by her biological father, who had since died along with her mother. The two women met while working at McDonald's together. Johnson told Lincoln she had no place to stay after losing her parents. Lincoln brought the suspected con artist 4 years, her senior, into her home as a child, bought her clothes and did her hair. She even attended parent-teacher conferences to talk about the fake. Academic performance. She acted like a kid. She did her homework. She got good report cards. The 30-year-old Longview resident told ABC News. Johnson's web of lies began unraveling when Lincoln got a call from the head of a group that helps children in need, which the 34-year-old allegedly tried to join. The woman told Lincoln that she ran a background check on Charity Stevens, which provided more questions than answers. Lincoln then decided to make inquiries of her own and called a manager at the McDonald's where both she and Johnson worked. The staffer pulled up the high schooler's profile, which indicated that her birth year was 1979 and her real name was Charity Johnson. Last Tuesday, Lincoln and the phony orphan's mentor, Ray Ward, altered police to the alleged fraud before heading over to the high school. Teachers were crying, his students were crying, and her best friend just couldn't believe it. School officials said Johnson came in last October as a homeschool student without any prior transcripts. Officers who responded to Lincoln's Longview home Monday night asked Johnson to identify herself, and in response she gave him the name Charity Stevens, the same moniker used on the school application. It goes on there, but she's just 34, suppose, and as a 15-year-old, especially went to jail on a $500 bond. Because I've been banned from Godlike Productions again.
Maybe it's just some sort of mistake.
Well, I don't know. They keep making mistakes then. Your IP address has been banned from viewing this website. Anyway.
Maybe they just have a really bad server.
No.
I'm just trying to stay positive. No.
Yeah. Do you want me to continue on something else?
Well, let's go on ahead and talk to Gabby, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Gabby, anthropologist.
Hello, how are you?
Hi, Gabby.
Thank you for taking my call, Nunu.
Oh, no problem, dear. Why don't you share with us what's on your mind today?
Okay, I had a very severe allergy attack 2 days ago. Like, it was the most tremendous thing you could possibly imagine. I thought I was going to, you know, the worst was going to happen. And I just wonder why, you know, these things happen at certain times in your life, because it came out of nowhere, you know what I mean?
Okay. So basically you had this really bad, when you say that you had this allergy thing, are you talking about having, like, your lungs are filling up with spores, or is it your skin?
Everything.
Like
an anaphylactic episode where your throat is starting to close in, you're starting to have, I swelled up, you couldn't see my face, my eyes were, it was one of a sudden eating almonds, which I don't know, I hadn't been that allergic to before. It was just,
right.
It was like I could have gone to the hospital, but I decided not to because I do homeopathy. So I came home and I got into a cold shower. My kids were crying. They were saying, "Mom, we're calling the ambulance."
Right.
Oh, I'll do this myself. But it was like, you know, a tremendous lesson of some kind that I can't figure out yet.
Hold on just a moment. And this is something that you said happened. Was this like 3 weeks ago or 3 days ago? How long ago was this?
3 days.
3 days ago? Okay.
Yes.
Hold on just a moment. It says that your drama happened, and hold on, it's telling you to distrust. Hold on just a moment. What is this? The seventh one. Dampers is upside down. Okay, now we got something here, but this is now this is actually, I mean, we got all your information. It's just about narrowing down what this actually means to you. The card that I have here that shows what happened is actually a card that, if you flip it right side up, it means things that happen fast. Upside down, it represents some sort of big loss, like very, very big loss. So what I'm thinking is that, hold on just a moment. And then it looks like things just balanced out on their own.
Mm-hmm.
Girl, you know, when I, it seems like this is something, and I remember, you're probably going to have to, you know, go to like an allergist or whatever they call, you know, the people that test you for allergies and stuff. But seriously,
yeah.
It looks like this is something that had to do with some sort of like, I almost want to say it's like some sort of a mold. It seems like there was something that was, you said you were eating almonds, but it doesn't seem like it's actually the nut. It kind of seems like there was something inside of it, or maybe even the way that it was packaged.
Yeah, I believe that. was the case, that they were, you know, not
like,
good.
Like maybe whoever had, like let's say that you had, the nuts you were eating were packaged by somebody at the place, like whatever they were using, like whatever gloves they were using, there may have been something on those that did.
Yes.
Or it may have even been, they may have been packing different kinds of nuts and they used...
Yeah.
It's just like something else. I'm serious. There's something else.
That's what I thought too. Because it's from a store where it's not like a package that is, you know, they put the nuts in. It's like this.
It was in a bulk.
Yeah, in a bulk. Yeah.
So because now it. What I probably would be wondering about, honestly, because of this distrust, there's a distrust card next to this this card of loss.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they may even have put the stuff inside of a bin that they hadn't been using for the nuts before, for those almond nuts before. I don't really know how to even put it into words because I'm trying to not give you my personal opinion. I'm trying to keep it completely sight. But the thing is, what I'm seeing is I'm seeing somebody weighing things out, balancing things out, and the way that they did it, there's something that got mixed into it that what set you off. You see what I mean? So, And whoever this person is that did this, it looks like it's a woman.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, when you go back there, you may want to ask, like, you know, you may even just want to tell them what's up, so maybe they could talk to whoever is packaging the bulk food or putting the bulk food in the bin. You know, they're not putting almonds inside of a bin that used to carry like nutritional yeast or, you know, just you know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
Okay, so that's actually what looks like happened. But see, there's a distrust card, so it basically means that you may not even be able to count on them to even follow that procedure when you tell.
Yes, no, it's a store that I know that I have to be careful and not get them there anymore. But in terms of more of my spiritual path, you know, sort of, I believe there's like no coincidence why things happen at a certain time. It was like a call to realize certain things.
Right.
That I took it more on a metaphorical level, like why is this happening now and not at other times? Hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's a really good way to approach it.
Yeah.
I don't want to, but
it's just, why does it happen now? It didn't happen last month or the year after or whatever. You know, it must mean something, and that's what I'm trying to understand.
Well, see, dear. The thing is, though, is that because, I want to just throw this out on the table, and I want you to think about it. I want you to meditate on what I'm about to say.
Yes.
It really looks like you, because of everything that kind of telling you what to do now, it seems like what happened to you may not have necessarily been your lesson, but someone else's lesson in responsibility and thoroughness.
Okay.
So, but the thing is that you were strong enough to wipe it out, but some child may not have been.
Okay.
So that's why I'm saying it looks like you really need to tell.
Okay.
You need to run and tell them what's happened and see what they can do. But it says for you to still have caution and for you to still have concern that they may not, you know,
mm-hmm.
that they may not, you know, follow whatever it is you talked about or whatever.
Or what, you know, they have done. I could have died, honestly.
Yes, you really could have. Yeah, you could.
That's how bad it was. Well, thank you so much. I will take that as it is and as you say. Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Okay, dear. All right, Gabby. Thank you.
Okay,
thank you, dear.
You.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. My goodness, that is scary. That's very, very frightening because that could have happened to anybody.
Yes. Okay, well, let's, I'll play a song.
Okay.
Come back in. It's fine.
All right.
Oh, food is good here.
Hi, welcome back to the Broken Earth Radio Show. I hope everybody could hear that a lot better than I did. It sounded like the past 2 minutes has just been a blower. But I am also talking. I'm not on the regular thing today. I'm talking through the phone. But you know, we're gonna get back to taking calls. But one of the things that I was wanting to kind of bring up today, this is something that's kind of linked in with Gabby's call, is like there's signs of spiritual awakening. Like more and more people are awakening spiritually, and they're longing for more than is available in the material world. So check these out to see if this is something that you recognize is kind of happening with you. One of the things that is a sign of awakening spiritually is having an increase in occurrences. Remember, there's no coincidences. Now, these occurrences could be psychic, they could be mediumistic, they could be clairvoyant or intuitive, or it could just be, you know, something that's just weird. Now, I realize, though, that sometimes stuff that happens is just stuff that happens. So, but just be aware that, you know, there's something that kind of triggers stuff that's going to be going on with you. You know, based upon, like if you've had some sort of grief or some sort of extreme emotional happening, this opens you up to different occurrences. Sometimes people feel like they're very sensitive to energy that affects them negatively through people or even environments. This is what a lot of people would call, like, I get bad vibes, you know. So, you know, just feeling energy that kind of moves your energy or shifts your energy in an awkward place. You know, a need to find yourself or even to, like, shift your social groups, your behavior, your job, sudden extreme sensitivity to people or crowds. You may find that your once sociable nature suddenly disappears and you can't bear to be with certain people or around family members or colleagues or coworkers too. You know, some people also feel paranoid. They feel very paranoid or sensitive when they're in shopping malls or crowded environments like restaurants, clubs, festivals, etc. Like, you may not necessarily mind being in front of the crowd, but being a part of it, it kind of rocks it throws you off your bearings. You also may notice patterns or relationships. You know, you may notice yourself, like, you know, seeming to continue to bump into the same types of people or keep dealing with the same things repeatedly. And it's hard for you to tolerate certain things, or maybe there's something that you keep doing over and over again. It's almost like someone's trying to knock you upside the head so that you get it. Some people become extremely sensitive to mobile and digital phones, laptops, computers, wireless routers, microwave technology makes me feel dizzy, and even certain types of lighting. So that's something. Zoning out for long periods of time with an overpowering need to sit and do nothing. This can occur as a result of your consciousness spending increasing amounts of time in the fourth and fifth dimensions. Changes in your energy level, the need to rest and sleep for a lot longer than usual, or sudden insomnia in normally sound sleepers. Falling asleep and then waking up in the middle of the night at or around the same time. You know, noticing that you're waking up at 11:11 or 1:11 or 3:33, that sort of thing. This is caused by a raised frequency from a galactic center flooding Earth, this planet. These energies assist in the process of rewiring the physical and light body in order to carry higher vibrating energies. There's also a lot of physical experiences caused by detoxification as the body continues to release years of physical and also cyclical, which is also kind of karmic, emotional, and mental toxic waste, producing symptoms which are fatigue and exhaustion. being thirsty, having your stomach hurt, cramping, headaches, pains in the base of the skull, and migraines with pains all over the crown or inner one, both eyes, muscle, neck, and shoulder pains. Now, remember, some of this can just be you being plain old sick, but these are still signs of spiritual shifts or waking up. You know, feeling dizzy and having balance problems, feeling spacey, this can be triggered by being in a higher state of consciousness. Weight shifts, increased appetite, shaking, that's something that also is kind of linked into a fifth and the third dimensional frequency. Sudden cravings for foods and beverages you have not wanted or eaten for years or since childhood. I mean, I remember craving, like, food from my elementary school. I'll never have that stuff again, you know, but these are just things that are connecting you to nature. You'll start manifesting things faster. So you know, remember, these are just some, you know, different variables that you might be going through and feeling like there's some things that are changing. And you know, one of the things, too, is that when you're going through these shifts, there's people, your family, friends, that sort of thing, that may get frustrated with you, but there's nothing they can do to help you. You just need your space, right? You just need that space. So anyway, you know, this is something to think about. The list is actually posted on the radio show page on Facebook. I think it was posted on the 27th of May by Bill. So that's, you know, it's there for you to be able to look at yourself and see how you feel. Is there something you wanted to add before we take a call?
Not on that subject, no.
Okay, well, is there something you wanted to say before we take the call?
That's right, you take the call first.
Okay. Now, we have to keep this call really short because the show's coming to a close. So we're talking to the person at 216. 216, this is Broken Earth Radio Show. Could you know, what's on your mind? What's on your mind?
Yeah, I want to know, what do you see for me the next 2 months?
Okay, you need to be real specific. You need to ask a question and not look for a real reading. What's your simple question, dear?
As far as career or finance, next 2 months.
Okay, all right. Let's see. Hold on just a moment. What's your name, too?
Desmond.
Desmond? Okay, hold on just a moment. Okay, history. Okay, now it kind of looks like. I want to point blank ask you a question. Are you right now just sort of like doing random projects or random gigs here and there that earn you money?
No, right now I'm like currently employed. And I'm really not. It pays the bills, so I'm really not trying to be there. So.
Okay. Well, see, it looks like there's money coming into you, like in the next 2 weeks, and then it looks like for a while there's nothing. And the reason is it basically says there's an ending. So, like, when I ask you if there's, like, if you have random gigs, it's because, like I said, there's some money coming, and then there's just, like, nothing. So what we're going to need you to do is, you know, since you're trying to make a shift, what you probably want to do is you probably want to stretch out, like, you know, really try to dig in deep to bear with it for a little while, okay? If you, because it looks like in the next, and I'm just approximating 10 weeks. If you can hold out where you are over the next 10 weeks, it does look like within like the next 8 or 9 weeks you're finding something different. But if you just get frustrated and fed up, you could actually end up just walking out after your next pay. So be real careful. Be real careful because I can see where there's a shift for you, like I said, in about 8 or 9 weeks. But if you just are so frustrated and, you know, if you were listening to us at the top of the show, you'd understand that with us going through Scorpio full moon, a new moon in Gemini, and a Mercury retrograde starting this weekend, the next month and a half sucks. And I'm not trying to sound negative, but it's just going to be the pits. So if you can just bear with it and try to go with the flow, you'll be able to make a shift that's positive, but you've just got to deal with what's happening now, okay?
Okay, so just...
All right.
Just stand steady. Just try to
stand firm and stay steady, and in about 8 weeks or so, I see you finding something that you're really going to like, and you can make your transition then instead of just saying, screw you guys, I'm going home, you know, and just being, you know, getting frustrated with what's
all
happening
right.
with you now, okay? All right, well,
all
thanks
right.
for listening. Thanks for listening, and let us know how you're doing. And like I said, if you need a real reading, we do those too. You can find us on Facebook, Psychic Nunu and Broken Earth, okay?
All right, appreciate it.
All right, dear. Hang in there.
All right,
hang in
thanks.
There. All right. So I don't guess we know necessarily what the next show is going to be about.
Well, I'll have some... I'll be talking about some time phenomena things, you know, problems with time, glitches with time, you know. Still got plenty of news to get through from the past few weeks, some interesting articles that I've saved. So, yeah, we still got plenty of stuff to go through.
Awesome. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, we're back, you guys. We've had sound issues and Crawdaddies is saying alternate universes in the chat room. So,
wise.
You know, we've had sound
obvious.
Issues. We've had some other things going on with us over the past 2 months that we just have needed to step back and focus on you know, our environment and everything. So, but we're back and we're coming back with a vengeance.
Yeah.
A
I hope
vengeance.
I sound better. I hope I'm clear. Because I did listen back to some of the shows and I didn't realize how bad it sounded sometimes.
Well, you know, I don't think you were really sounding bad because of the hardware. I think you may have been sounding bad because of the person. I'm going to really have hell to pay in a few minutes, aren't I?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's close the show out. Let's close the show out properly. And you actually sound great. I mean, I was listening back a little while ago, and you sounded really good, and the audio sounds awesome, too. So
it was nice and intimate for our listeners.
Yeah.
Nice and intimate for Crawdaddy, because I know they love that.
All right. Well, thanks, you guys. Thanks, you guys, so much for listening, and we'll see you guys next week. Remember, you can find us on Broken Earth Radio Show, located at Facebook, Psychic Nunu, located at Facebook, and now the Cheshire Paranormal Group on Facebook as well. And have a wonderful week, and be good, everyone. Be really good. Take care of yourselves and take care of each other.
Bye.